Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No one is more locked
in. From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL
than First and Pod.
Hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
I'm stunned by how many smart people seem to think that the Bears would be better off drafting Young and trading that pick. It's mind-boggling how many of the analytics people think that that's the right move.
Yeah, it's... I agree.
Has that fucked with you when like people that you trust and are smart are saying that's the right move?
Yeah, of course it has.
So what are you saying about it?
I'm saying what I think is this. If it was Caleb Williams, I would also be advocating to draft the kid. If it was Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck or Joe Burrow. So I can't say it's completely ridiculous when you have the number one pick in the draft to consider the number one quarterback in the draft, because the most valuable thing in the NFL is proven star quarterback on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
And Fields is not proven star quarterback. He is electric. He's the most exciting offensive Bear player literally of my lifetime. I'm 36 years old. But it would be devastating because I think he's so goddamn cool, frankly. I want him to be the quarterback for the next decade. But I did force myself to watch like a 10-minute compilation of Bryce Young throws. Dude is crazy accurate.
But he is so damn small.
I know. He is so small. Dude, I agree. That's why I can't do it. That's why I can't. But the throws, man, the processing, the release, the accuracy. There's a video on the internet, Bryce Young incompletion highlights. They're just throws that are dropped that are incredible. Like, and I know, I'm serious, man. You should check it out. It is a crazy watch. Like, this dude's incompletion mixtape is awesome. So I don't think it's going to happen. I've put it at like 5%. Ryan Pohl said he'd have to be absolutely blown away. And the other reason is the Bears have so many needs. You can get much more trading the number one pick than you can trading Justin Fields. So, like, what I want them to do, it's the most obvious move on the chessboard to me. And I'm sure we'll talk about it a ton this offseason. But trade with Indy. Go from 1 to 4, let Indy jump their division rival in Houston so that they get quarterback 1 from this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up their second rounder from this year that you get, basically recoup the one that you gave up in the Claypool trade, and get next year's first. So you got 2 firsts next year. You move down from 1 to 4. You bank on Houston taking a quarterback. So 2 quarterbacks go in the top 3. And you get whoever's left of Will Anderson and Jalen Carter at 4th overall. So you either get your 3 technique or your edge rusher. You get a second round pick and you get 2 firsts next year.
Man, I think about even moving like 6 or 7 spots back and getting an ass load of picks and then just taking like Skoronski with that pick.
That's been talked about too. Or the kid from Ohio State. The
Johnson.
Yeah, he's just, no, the offensive tackle.
There's 2 of them. There's a left tackle and there's a right tackle, right? And the right tackle was at the Senior Bowl and had like the longest wingspan we've seen like ever.
Yeah. What's the dude's name that I'm thinking of? Paris Johnson.
Yeah, I said Johnson.
You did? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so, like, yeah, that I mean – that is The only thing is, I think that like they had no front seven talent after they traded Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith. So, and they have Matt Eberflus as a head coach. And I think that like they need
use your free agent dollars on stuff like that. You've got so much of it. There's no tackles in free agency, especially if Orlando Brown ends up getting franchise tagged.
We're going to do a topic actually on the show tomorrow. Like, what's the lowest you would trade down? Because I just think you need blue chip players. Like, you know, so, but like if Carolina wanted to move up from 9 to 1, next year's first, this year's second, next year's second, you know what I mean? And just stop and load you up.
Yep.
I'd do it. I just think you need to stay in the top 10. You need to have a shot at a blue chip player.
Will you bet the XFL?
If someone tells me that there's edge on a particular bet, but I won't handicap it myself or watch it enough to have any knowledge. Okay.
So you won't get it. So you won't watch it at all this weekend.
No. Will you? Okay.
Well, I might a little bit. One of my good friends is the offensive coordinator for the St. Louis team. So I'll probably watch them. Bruce Gradkowski. Hines Ward is coaching the San Antonio team. Not that I have a great a non-existent relationship with him, but I'm a little bit curious about that. But I don't know. It's football.
It kind of. It's technically football. I mean, I got Bulls Bucks on off to the left. I hammered the Bucks -8.5 tonight. They're up 23 with 3.5 minutes left in the fourth. So I got NBA. Dude, I got golf. I got the Genesis. I watch golf tournaments.
Well, that's just Tiger's in it.
That helps. No, but I watch golf's great. I love golf.
I hate
So I'll watch. I need my sports to have stakes attached to it. I you can't tell me that you care who wins an XFL game unless you bet on it.
Well, that's why I do it. Really.
Right. Okay. But I'm saying that there are sports that are more baked into my natural fandom.
Yeah, it's like the Genesis Invitational.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need more football. I want football at the highest level. I'm not no USFL, no XFL, no Pro Bowl. Dude, I don't like exhibition games. I don't like spring training. The sports need to have stakes attached to it that I care about. For me to
watch. You're going to tell your boss if he wants to send you to Arizona for spring training, F off. There's no stakes.
No, I don't care about the games, but spring training is great for the show because of the interviews, the access, the relationship building, all the drinking. That. Well, yeah, the drinking, the golf. Go to the clubhouse in the morning, do the show, off the air by 4, get a Twilight 18 in, stays
oh, light. That sounds horrible to me.
You don't like
golf? I hate it. I like watching majors.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to a U.S. Open. I've walked the course and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I think I'm going to go to the PGA this year. Like, I'm into stuff like that. I'd go to a Ryder Cup if it didn't interfere with, like, football. But I just don't have any interest. The problem for me is I just know so many people who are still bad at golf. And if poured so much time, energy, and money into it that it's a non-starter for me.
You're speaking to one of those people.
Every time I start to try to play it, like, it dawns on me, this is going to be really fucking hard, and then I stop. So I never get good.
I'm not good, but you're playing against yourself. You're just trying to get better. It's so great.
Oh my God.
It's so
worthless.
Great. It's the best. It's the greatest. I could do 10 hours on this, but my wife's in the next room and she literally hates it.
All right.
All right. We'll talk to everyone next week. Thank you to Spencer Ray. Tell a friend. Let's keep growing this thing. Let's shock all of our bosses and have this podcast still showing up in the top 5 for the entire company, even when football season ends.
Let's go. So
we're building a loyal following here. Pony's going to give out XFL winners next week. And okay. we gotta keep going. Let's just say we're gonna give out a better show.
I like St. Louis -2.5 against San Antonio this weekend.
Okay.
In the XFL.
All right. I'll bet it.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
I got Mac McClung in the dunk contest.
Mac McClung, the old Georgetown, Texas Tech guard?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
He's the favorite.
Get the F out of here, really?
Plus 150. Yes, sir. Huh. Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him. Yeah, hold on. I'll pull it up right now.
I don't think I'm allowed to bet that in Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania has weird betting laws. Like, we can't bet on stupid shit like that because it's an exhibition and not a real thing.
Illinois, you can't bet on Illinois college teams.
Oh, my God. Is that terrible?
It's horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. These politicians are idiots. Yeah, dude. Dunk contest is Mac McClung, Jericho Sims, Kenyon Martin Jr., and Trey Murphy III. Mac McClung plus 150.
That's a far cry from Dominique and MJ, huh? Holy shit.
Yep.
My goodness.
Yeah. But
all right, dude. Good talk.
All right. Talk to you next week. Peace.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.